Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hey.
Back in the lab. Take a vector with the raps. They be like, don't worry about it, sweetheart. This that splash. Brand new like a pop in the brand new like a pop in the tag. Chef cheesy like I'm cooking the Chef cheesy like I'm cooking the slab of ribs. Now back to biz.
Handle my business. Running this race and this what's gonna look like the plan of the finish. Can I get a witness? Some of y'all probably ain't heard from the Lord like you ran out of minutes. Some of y'all DD. Get on my nerves, better move when you see me. Say you my brother Mario Luigi. But y'all really jealous. I'm covered in favorite color like graffiti. Ay. Back in the lab like I'm Dexter. I'm back. I know they mad cause I'm next to man, get these beats and I tell it to rest up. Tell the truth on the tell like I fessed up. Back in the lab like I'm Dexter. I'm back. I know they mad cause I'm next to man, get these beats and I tell it to rest up. Tell the truth on the tell like I fessed up. Back in the lab like I'm
Cause I got a day with my destiny, whoa. Covered in favor from head to my toe. Captain my cursey be lifting the load. I just been giving and giving and giving. So you do the math, I'ma reap what I sow. I just been living my life with no limits. The haters be tripping, they not rocking with it. And I keep on hearing this tick, 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 tick. Cause I'm out the blow, oh, yeah.
Better not touch that dial. Bless you turning me up a little loud. Standing my pound, I ain't never been a cow. But still raining and it's looking like a shower. Better stay covered cause I ain't trying to drain. Stay in your lane if you trying to come around. If you going the wrong way, I'ma have to reroute you.
Back in the lab like I'm Dexter.
I'm back.
I know they mad cause I'm next to man, get these beats and I tell it to rest up. Tell the truth on the tell like I fessed up. Back in the lab like I'm Dexter.
I'm back.
I know they mad cause I'm next to man, get these beats and I tell it to rest up. Tell the truth on the tell like I fessed up. Back in the lab like I'm Dexter. I heard they mad cause I'm next to man, get these beats and I tell it to rest up. Tell the truth on the tell like I fessed up. Back in the lab like I'm Dexter. I know they mad cause I'm next to man, get these beats and I tell it to rest up. Tell the truth on the tell like I fessed up.
Candid Convo fam, it is officially November. We are in the 11th month of the year. Hopefully you guys have had a great year thus far. Today is November 2nd, 2021. It is 9 o'clock. Shout out to the homie, the Brody, Mike Teasy, for sending over his brand new track titled Dexter's Lab. Man, he dropped the video last night, if I'm not mistaken. But y'all know what time it is. It's time for to get into these topics with the greatest people on planet Earth, the host that does the most, and the lovely Tavy So Wavy in the building. Marta the greatest, man. Tavy So Wavy, man. How y'all feeling tonight, man?
Good. We're feeling good, man.
It's a good night to be ignorant. Let's go.
Oh, it's a real good night to be ignorant. We're going to go ahead and jump into this first topic of the night.
I want to say rest in rest in heaven, Gloria Jean Gilbert, and go vote for Lakeisha Cook.
Amen. Well, while we're paying homage and, you know, giving people their flowers, I want to give a big birthday shout-out to the homie Mark Hart. Today is his birthday, and he has received a lot of love on today. So happy birthday to you, Mark. And, again, RIP to Ms. Glow. And, again, if you guys are in Cincinnati and you know, today is voting day, today is election day, so please vote for our good friend who was, I guess, a couple weeks ago, Miss Lakeisha Cook. Again, we're going to go ahead and jump into this first topic of the night, but I got a brand new instrumental from the homie Raging Moses, independent artist, and I'm just honored to, you know, do what we do on Tuesday nights, amen? But Marty, man, you sent over this topic about... if I'm not mistaken, he's an NFL player that injured his knee.
Yes, sir.
It Jameis?
Jameis.
Jameis Winston.
Like, yeah, Jameis. 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 So, yeah, man, first and foremost, I want to say who dat. If you're a Saints fan, you know what that means. Saints yesterday, well, not yesterday, but Sunday, they beat the Super Bowl champs. Nobody really gave them a chance. You know, the Saints won their division last year and beat the Buccaneers twice last year, but they lost to the Buccaneers in the playoffs, unfortunately, with the best quarterback in the NFL, Tom Brady. But Jameis Winston, now that Drew Brees is gone, Jameis Winston is our starting quarterback for the Saints. And, you know, his old team is the Buccaneers. I don't know if y'all know that, but his old team is the Buccaneers. So, you know, but they got rid of him because it's Tom Brady. They're going to get rid of him for Tom Brady. But, you know, unfortunately, he got injured yesterday. Y'all should have seen it, y'all. It was a nasty. He tore his ACL. It was nasty. His leg got caught up in the little artificial turf, and his feet was standing one way, and his leg went the other. It was pretty nasty. You know, he's a really big Christian. He's a really big believer in God. There's been a couple of plays he did this year. One where he was going down, he threw the ball up, and the receiver caught it in the touchdown. And then he threw like a big Hail Mary pass. The reason why they call it a big Hail Mary because you got to throw it high and far, and normally people don't come down with it. But he threw a touchdown for the Hail Mary pass. And both times that he did those, he thanked his Lord and Savior. He said it was none but God. It was none but God that those plays end up being touchdowns. But unfortunately, man, he's gonna be out. You know, he had a tough road. You know, and you know he had to fight for the starting role. He had to fight another quarterback we had for the starting role after he got benched by the Buccaneers. And so when he went out, he had, you know, teammates crying, teammates checking up on him. Our coach, Sean Payton, cried. So because he's a real leader, you know, and he, like I said, he believes in Jesus. So he's a real leader. And it's sad because he fought back to you know, get the starting role and to start against his former team. And he was playing well before he got knocked out. And the team rallied around the fact that he got injured. And they whooped the Tampa Bay Buccaneers behind. That's Florida, if you didn't know, TV. That's Florida. They whooped their behind. Nah. I'm there. You talk some trash.
That's crazy.
Talk some trash,
wow.
Florida. What you think about
wow.
that?
Wow. That's all right. They're probably going to come back in the next round or so. It's okay.
It's okay. You got another game. You got another
it's
game.
It's all right, Tampa.
But
wow.
New Orleans won today, though.
Yeah, I give y'all props on. Y'all did that. I didn't get to really see the whole thing, but that's all right. Y'all did that, though.
But
they probably might come back.
David, the thing is that the big story was, I forgot to talk about the big story, y'all. The big story was after he got his knee injured, he was on one leg because after the Saints win, all the players have this like dance party in the locker room, and they put it on social media. So all
oh
Saints
yeah,
dances.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and so he was hobbling on one leg, dancing, holding up his crutches. That's the type of leader this guy was. He wanted to dance with his team to celebrate the upset.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
nothing,
the story is.
Nothing wrong with that. That means he's gonna be ready soon. You know, he's gonna be healed probably pretty soon. In a few days.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately,
the report says a significant knee injury, so he's gonna be out for quite a while. But we are glad that, you know, he's still in good spirits, enough to celebrate with the team about this win over the Buccaneers. It is a funny video. If you guys are not on Twitter or social media, it is an absolutely hilarious video to watch him and see him jumping around on one leg with both crutches in his hand, It's a funny video. I definitely enjoyed it. But again, we're glad that that he's in good spirits enough to celebrate with the team.
Right.
Yeah, he's good. He's a Christian, so he's gonna be good.
Yeah, he'll make it. He'll make it through.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, of course, we all know that it's 2021, and you know we still deal with racism. Maybe not as an individual, but definitely as a community of Asians, as a community of African Americans. And Netflix is coming out with a brand new, I think it's a movie called Passing. Marty, you sent over this topic. It's starring, if I'm not mistaken, the young lady from Creed, who played Adonis's girlfriend and his wife. And I can't remember where the other young lady's from, but anyway, it's about a movie. Basically, this black woman, is I'm not sure if she had like a color change or something, but this black lady, this black woman, is portraying or passing to be white, and she's married to a white man in the movie who hates black people. He hates African American people, and and it just goes to show that it still goes on in today's world, you know, with, you know, police brutality and so forth. But for them to depict it and display it in a movie says how important it is, and hopefully someone who is a visual learner, that they will see how important and unfair racism is, and how much it is a topic that needs to be talked about at every table. Tavy, with you being a woman, would you want to change your color to fit in with the crowd, or would you want to change your color to, you know, be a part of this social status for your husband or your fiance or anything?
No, not at all. I wouldn't change it for the world. This is how God made me, and I am perfect the way I am, and I wouldn't want to bleach nothing. I don't believe in that. It may mess with your pigmentation, you know, so I definitely wouldn't do that. What about you, Marty?
Well, let me just say give some context to the story. So, Alizio, you already touched on it. Of course, is Tessa Thompson from Creed, and is Root Nigga. She actually played a wife in the movie called Loving, and basically that is a movie of a woman the first interracial couple. Well, they wasn't the first interracial couple, but they were the first interracial couple to battle the state of Virginia to be able to be married. Because at that point in time in history, they wouldn't let them marry. So she played the wife in that movie. Basically, what the movie Passing is about, it's not about them doing anything to their skin or anything like that. Is basically about based in the 1920s, and is based on how people who was black, people who was technically, you know, white but black looking, because they ancestors was raped by the master, which was the slave owner. So they passed for. That's why it's called Passing. They could pass for white. So many people back in the 1920s, they would act as if they were white and not black, because it's actually in the Constitution that if you have to be a certain amount of fraction of blackness to be considered in your DNA to could be considered black. So if you had a less of that fraction, you was considered white. So basically, you would get treated like a white person and not a black person, even though you look a little bit black. So basically, what was happening is that these people was passing for, just trying to be safe, because in his time, black people was getting hung, was getting hung for nothing. It was segregation. You can only it had color bathrooms and white only white owned restaurants. You know, black people really didn't own much. So it was at this time, either you had a choice to be treated like a black person, which was horrible, try to pass as a white person. So that's what this movie is about, and I think it's awesome to that they bring the story out, and I can't wait to see. What's your thoughts, Lisa?
I was taken aback, if I'm being completely honest, just watching the trailer, because the lady that what Tessa, is that her name? What's her name?
Yeah, Tessa Thompson.
Okay, Tessa apparently grew up or knew this lady that's passing to be white, and I'm not sure like what her role is in the movie. Like, she's trying to like convince her that you don't have to, you know, fake it to make it or whatever. But I am just to see how unhappy this black woman was to pass as white, even with her husband. She still said, even in the trailer, that Tessa had everything because she was married to a black man and, you know, her life was good. Whereas this black woman portraying to be white or passing to be white was, you know, unhappy with her decision in the long run.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's going to be a test of the friendship, and it's going to get really in depth with issues and with things that, you know, that we didn't grow up seeing. We only read it in textbooks. Uh-huh. Because like you said, Marty, yeah, it takes place in 1920.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see the outfits, because of course they dress different from what we dress now. And, you know, the vocabulary, the things that they say, how they say it. Again, November 10th, I will be glued to Netflix. I might gotta give me another account. I got Hulu and I got Disney Plus. Everybody get my money. So I'm probably gonna have to start a Netflix account so I can watch this. And hopefully we can talk about it on Candy Convo. Anyway, it's going to be an excellent movie, November 10th, only on Netflix. And the director her name is Rebecca Hall. And Rebecca Hall, I believe this is her first ever film, if I'm not mistaken, from what the details said on Netflix. Anyway, I'm really excited to see what Ms. Hall brings to the screen as her debut, about this drama about racial identity, starring Tessa and Ms. Ruth, and just how it all plays out and how it can impact those that watch it. Hopefully everybody will watch it. Listeners, hopefully you will watch it. Hopefully you will chime in during the review to tell your story, to tell your feedback and what you thought. Passing on Netflix is the name of the movie, and it's going to be premiering on November 10th. That's next week, if I'm not mistaken, because Tuesday is the 9th and Wednesday is the 10th. So you got a week. If you ain't got a Netflix account yet, or if you and your cousins ain't speaking right now, you might want to get in their good graces so you can get that password. Anyway, Passing on Netflix, brand new movie coming out on November 10th. We're going to go ahead and get into some music right now. If I'm not mistaken, she's the only female in the playlist. Miss Jillian Baskerville sent over this track called All Right. It dropped a couple months ago. So, like I said, Marty, I'm in the crates. I'm in my bag doing this playlist, doing this show. And no matter what color you are, just know that God loves you. And no matter what your struggle is, no matter how high you are, no matter how low you are, just know that God loves you and you're going to be all right. All right, we're going to go ahead and get into this Jillian song called All Right. Marty, I hope you got your dancing shoes on, and hopefully I hope you got on some dancing shoes too, because Miss Jillian is about to take us to church. You guys keep it locked. Here is All Right. Check it out.
can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right. Because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen, you guys. We are back again. This is Candid Convos. It is the first Tuesday in November, which is November 2nd. And we just heard from Miss Jillian with her new song called All Right. Marty, did she take us to church or did she take us to church?
Hey, man, I was enjoying that. Okay. My feet was toe-tapping the whole time. There's a whole lot of teeth.
Amen. Well, I definitely enjoyed it. I'm glad I looked in my email from a couple months ago today. Again, all Holy Spirit led and all Holy Spiry given. Tavy, what were your thoughts about the track?
I love it. It's different. I never heard it before. It's the first time. So, yes, I love it.
Amen. Well, it was definitely a different sound than what I usually play, but it was still glorify God. And again, right. Thank you, Miss Jillian, for that new track called All Right. You can get it on all digital platforms right now. And again, man, we can't just support the rappers. We got to support the singers, too. And she's an African-American woman. And again, we're just honored to play your song on tonight. So thank you for sending it over and submitting it. Marty, you sent over this third crazy topic, man. You always got the craziest topics, bro. About this Oklahoma black man that was what? Found buried under a septic tank after employers lied about his whereabouts, and they are exposing they are being exposed by the victim's daughter. Marty, you got to give us some more insight, man.
Bruh, crazy story. One of the craziest, and it's 2020 and 2021. We had some crazy stories, bruh. And this one is, it really lived up to the bill, bro, because, man, this dude, his daughter, she files a missing person report. They asked her, his boss, who he do septic tanks with, hey, have you seen a dude? He said, nope, I dropped him off at this little, laundromat, and I haven't seen him since. So the cops, they do what cops do. They start investigating. They see that he didn't drop him off at the, they get some surveillance tape that shows that he didn't drop him off at the laundromat. He just drove by there, right? So they asked him. He start changing his story about where he leave him at, right? Where he left him at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did some research on all the jobs he the last job that the guy had did, and come to find out that person had surveillance tape. They had surveillance, so. They got that recording, and the tape showed two guys going down intercepted tape while only one guy returned. So the cops picked up the intercepted tank and found this poor man's body under the intercepted tank. They had a love-hate relationship. The white man always told the black man that he would give his company to him. But they had a love-hate relationship. They found the black man with a stab wound, basically, to the left side of the chest. And, he died. So his daughter, he lied to his daughter and... the white man lied to the daughter and he lied to the cops. So he's going to jail now. He's in jail now. David.
Wow.
I just a second.
Mm-mm. I never heard nothing like that. That is crazy. And who does that? Like, how in the world does that happen? They really just got down in there?
Well, they built the septic tanks. So you gotta have somebody who install them. So they install the septic tanks. But he took it a little bit far. He ain't dropping number two. He ain't even dropping number one. He dropped a whole person.
Well, forgive me. Yeah, I didn't. Mm-mm. Ain't no way. No, I wouldn't even fall down in there either. No. You can't get me to go down in no sewer. That's just wrong. So many ways. It's just wrong, bro.
But at least, they had a love-hate relationship, bro. Love-hate relationship.
From what I'm reading, Triplett is currently in custody at the Logan County Jail and is being held without a bond. Okay?
Mm.
He was charged with first degree murder. With one count, I'm sorry, of first degree murder and the desecration of a human corpse. Again, a love-hate relationship, you guys. I'm pretty sure somewhere along the lines, as long as he had been an employee, that he has saw red flags. If I'm not mistaken now, on social media, a lot of people are putting up posts with red flags. Of course, it's a funny thing in some cases, but in this case, it's not. He should have saw the red flags long ago, and he should have did something about it, talked to somebody else, or maybe even found another job. All right?
Yeah.
It is unfortunate what happened to this man. And again, I'm not sure if he has, you know, something personal against what is this guy's name? Against Mac, Brent Mac. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is unfortunate. Again, sometimes we talk about death on the show, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we talk about stupid stuff on the show. Sometimes we talk about, you know, awesome and amazing things on the show, and that's been in the news, of course. But this is just so far left field, and it's very unfortunate, you know, because his daughter was looking for him, Rachel. She again, she had been reaching out to, you know, Facebook Messenger and everything. So she was really concerned about her father and him to come up missing and you know, dead in this situation like this. It's horrific, and it is very unfortunate. We all know, Marty, you and I know, we know how important fathers are. Tavy, with you being, you know, in your father's life, you know how important fathers are. So I can only imagine what this woman is going through. We just finished talking about racism in the 1920s in the movie Passing, coming out in next week. So racism is still a real thing now, you guys. If you're not talking to your children about it, carry over. And we can't afford for it to carry over. We have to find some kind of solution that's going to break the mold and speak truth to power and hopefully change people's thoughts in their hearts about people's color of skin. All right?
Exactly.
Now, again, I don't know what Mr. Triplett's reason was, what his motive was, but I'm pretty sure it did not have to end in the murder of his employee. All right?
Licio,
I'm going to leave it at that.
Licio, in defense of the article, because I don't like the way they did the article. To be honest with you, after reading the story, it's really hard to determine whether race had anything to do with it, if I'm being honest. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't like how the article, it seemed like they was friends at somehow, and, you know, it just was a bad situation that went wrong. So I just think they took advantage of it being a white man and a black man. I mean, because obviously they liked each other to some certain extent. If you start telling the dude, you're going to give him his company, your company. But I will say this, for all them people who got love.
Well, he could have been lying the whole time.
That's true. Oh, well, I'm pretty sure he was lying the whole time. But I will say, for all you people who got love and hate relationships out there, you better start reconsidering. Maybe you should just have love relationships. Sure.
Okay.
Well, again, it is definitely unfortunate. We will keep you guys updated on Mac's funeral arrangements, and, you know, keep you updated about how the daughter is feeling and what's going to come of it from Triplett's. What's the word I want to use? Triplett's case. If he's going to stay in jail or what's going to happen, if he's going to make bail or whatever's going to happen, we're going to keep you guys updated. The time is 9:38. We got about another 22 minutes left into the show. Before we get into our fourth topic, I got a brand new song from our good friend, Brody Da Vinci and BRM and the homie Corey Curry, called Love This Feeling. Marty, you just said that we need to, you know, basically check our relationships and have more love being spreaded around the world, not just in our friendships. But if we do have any love-hate relationships, then we need to check it at the door and find out what's the motive, what's the reason for these friendships. And, you know, evaluate the people that you spend the most time with. Anyway,
yes,
sir. We're going to go ahead and get into this brand-new track that dropped on Friday from the homies over at Rapture Ready North called Love This Feeling. So strap in. Again, if you still got your dancing shoes on, man, y'all going to love this one. Here is the homie BRM, Brody Da Vinci, and Corey Curry with Love This Feeling. Check it out.
I love this feeling, being in the streets, repping God, I got no ceiling. I'ma protest me, yo, it's still I'm kneeling. Time for healing. I love this feeling, wish you could feel it. I love this feeling, being in the streets, repping God, I got no ceiling. I'ma protest me, yo, it's still I'm kneeling. Time for healing. I love this feeling, wish you could feel it. Yeah, I love the feeling I have. On me out into the trash, I tried to get out the bag. Jesus said, nah, I'm making you new. Garbage man taking the bag, threw it out in the back. Got out in front of the gas, long gone in the truck. Tire marks all in the past, waving that bye-bye. Walking with Jesus, I'm fine. Passing the sea when I ride by. He got the wheel cause I died. Yo, I tried, so you drive and take it. I will just follow your lead. Out of this planet to see, move like Moses, parting the seas. That ain't me, that's God, he holding the key, yeah. He get the power to move, tell me the button to press, hitting the juke, kinda like Madden, I be the running back, I got the juice, hit feel anxiety, cut the news, devilly chapter, don't want the fruit, such as we follow with suit, but we redeemed. I love this feeling, being in the streets, repping God, I got no ceiling, I'ma protest me, yo, and still I'm kneeling, time for healing. I love this feeling, wish you could feel it, I love this feeling. For healing, I love this feeling. Wish
yeah.
You could feel it.
This feeling I have is a replacement. Came out the bottom, straight at the basement. Ducking the law, trying not to get cases. My mama prayers, we cry patience. Follow my own beat, I was arcaded. Shout out the bulldog, I need to save it. Took out the wave, for the God started waving. Yeah, look, I started styling on him. Married the purpose, I do your honor. Said in my old life, sayonara. We put your soul, don't believe in karma. His spirit in me, I keep it on me. Angels on deck, don't run up on me. Die every day, gotta keep it holy. Die every day, gotta keep it holy.
I love this feeling. Being in the streets, repping God, I got no ceiling. I'ma protest me, yo, and still I'm kneeling. Time for healing. I love this feeling. Wish you could feel it. I love this feeling. Being in the streets, repping God, I got no ceiling. I'ma protest me, yo, and still I'm kneeling. Time for healing. I love this feeling. Wish you could feel it.
All right, again, y'all, man, exclusive music, new music here on Candy Convos, man. That was BRM with Love This Feeling featuring none other than Brody Da Vinci and Corey Curry, which leads us, since that was the fourth song of the night, it's only right that we transition into the fourth topic, which is something that I saw on YouTube. I stumbled across it. We all know YouTube now has short videos, which are basically videos underneath a minute. And some of them, they go viral. Some of them don't go viral. But this one is about a man launching. He must be training for the Olympics. I don't freaking know. But he swung himself around, and he's, like, big and muscular. And he swung himself around. He spins himself around, and then he launched this ball. Marty, the ball got lost on the video. I can't even tell you how far the ball went. Marty, please tell me you saw this video. I was amazed.
You know I saw this video. This video is the most weirdest thing I have ever seen. It's in slow-mo the whole time. So I think we put it on our story in Candy Combos. I think it still might be up there. So y'all can go ahead and go follow our page, like our page, and click and go check out our stories and click on it. Because you have to see, it's the weirdest thing you ever see. For some reason, he's in a wet parking lot. He's in a wet parking lot surrounded by two trucks, and he's just throwing his big old javelin or whatever the heck the ball is, and he's sending this mug into the stratosphere. All right? It's not going up. It's not going up. I thought it was going to keep on going up, but it's actually going forward. And I the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, man, he got some great shoes, some great grip, you know, to be, you know, to keep his foot with all that water.
Yeah. Yeah.
The second thing I was thinking is like, man, I hope they don't hit nobody, because if it hits somebody, they're going to be obliterated. Man, he threw that thing, and when some, I mean, bruh, an acorn, no, let me do it like this. You know the little peanuts that they get, that they give you on the plane?
You know the peanuts that they give you on the plane, right? I have, yeah.
If one of those falls from a plane, happens to somehow fall out the plane, and fall all the way to the ground and hit you on the top of your head, you're dead. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Taught you something. I just taught you something. Now you might be like, it's a peanut. No. Anything that comes from the air, that's gravity. So him throwing that thing, I just hope he ain't hit nobody. If he hit somebody, they say instantly dead. You know, think about it. Don't worry about it. Just start to get the print out the shirt, get the flowers. Get the coffin. Here we go. It's funeral time. Hey, please tell me you've seen this video.
I've seen it. Oh, yeah. I definitely seen it. And the man almost looked like the Incredible Hulk at one point. As he was spinning into this thing. Until he actually let it go. And I'm like, okay, where is this thing going? At first, I thought it disappeared. And I seen it, but then it just was gone, and I'm like, I don't know what happened. It's like it evaporated or something. Well, you know, going down. It looked like it was going always somewhere and then down, and I don't know what happened after that. I was like, wow, he must have incredible strength or something, because that thing went far. It wasn't like it was halfway in the field. It was far. I mean, way far. I don't know. It's been all around the world. That's how far it's going.
There.
Yeah, like, I'm like, where in the world? Like, where did he get this strength from, first off? Like, I mean, it's crazy. But it's amazing.
Crazy.
It's an amazing strength that he has. Like, yeah.
He's got to be winning us some gold medals.
Again, I don't know if he's training for the Olympics in the next 4 years. I don't know if he was in the Olympics this year, but he training for something. And he, again, the ball, it disappeared from the video. We don't know where it landed, but I'm hoping that nobody or nothing was in the way other than grass or concrete, because it looked like it was heavy. And then he launched it like it was nothing. I waited with my mouth open for him to let it go. And he let it go, and I was like, oh my gosh. It was amazing. Okay? It was simply amazing. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. It was that amazing. If you guys haven't checked out the video, I can't tell you what YouTube channel to go to, but we can send you the video. If you want it for your own personal desire, viewing. Again, it was amazing.
Can you imagine if it hit an anthill?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it hit an anthill on his way down? Oh, my God.
All the ants dead. All the ants dead.
The ground.
Dead.
The crater in the ground.
It might have knocked down a bird or two.
The law
is
in the plane. The law
is,
you're right,
David.
It might kill the bird.
That's what I was saying, how fun that thing was going and how fast it was going.
Dog on first
That is falling everywhere. It's like, where that came from?
Bro, birds just like, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Oh, man.
All right, y'all, man. It was a crazy video. I definitely enjoyed it. It was the best one-minute video I've ever seen. Okay, it made me proud to be black. I'm just gonna be honest.
Facts.
It made me proud to be black. All right, because black people, we do some amazing things. We got rhythm. We can do some amazing things. All right, I'm proud to be black. Yep, I said it. Yep, I said it, and I say it again, and I say it in front of the president. I am proud to be black.
I'm black and I'm proud.
So yeah. Again, you guys, this is Candid Convos. We're just having fun on tonight talking about some recent topics and events that took place this past week. I'm sure you guys have fell in love already with the instrumental from Raging Moses called Velour Seats. Right now we're going to get into his song featuring Darmia, D-A-R-M-E-A. Please forgive me if I am mispronouncing and butchering your name, miss. But here is Raging Moses with Velour Seats. Came out in July of 2021. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this track. Keep it locked. And we got more coming up next. Stick around with us. Here is Raging Moses with Velour Seats. Check it out.
Bro, this is it. This is it. Yeah.
I do not approach life on the basis of ambition. Trying to get ahead on the basis of man's systems. We can make plans, but stands is the Lord's vision. So let my understanding be planted in your wisdom. That's the balance of your mission. Take us out of orphanages and put us on the Forbes. It's the level that we finish doesn't shore up with our origins. This world didn't notice us, but that ain't where the story ends. Took us out of death and made us into immortals. The seed of God's word is fortified in the soil. Eternal life given to burn with a bright fervor. The children of light serving like heaven visited earth. I'm awake, not out searching for more sleep. It's more deep than pulling up in velour seats. The rich of this world is still poor, please. Compared to God, we all fall short like we 4 feet.
I only came up cause he raised up.
From the grave, my sins laid on the Savior. His righteousness laid on us.
On us.
And that's the great strength that he gave us. The Lord, you're so great.
Yeah.
The Lord, you're so great.
So great.
Gain the whole world and lose your soul in the process. Bank account full, but your mind's like a mosh pit. I got money too, but kept my peace in the process. Seek God first and let him elevate our prospect. But that was not my intent, money's not my motivation. I just wanna know God and be in God's house like Jacob when he dozed off. Front lines like a nose guard where it's cold enough to get your face froze off. The Most High desires mercy, he is so merciful. All things work together, he is so purposeful. Jesus sacrificed his life for you, you're so worth it to him. He is all we need. You see, this world is no virtue to it. At least no virtue apart from the things that God established. Justice and mercy, his rulership isn't autocratic. My life changed significant, so I feel dramatic. And still submit, cause God's will isn't automatic.
I only came up cause he raised up. From the grave, my sins laid on the Savior.
His righteousness laid on us.
On us.
And that's the great strength that he gave us.
Again, you guys, that was Raging Moses featuring Darmia with Velour Seats. Brand new track. I was definitely glad to have that in the playlist. Again, we can get all the blessings in the world, but without Jesus, it's no good. And that's basically what the song was talking about, the goodness of God and how Jesus makes all things good. And without him, without Jesus in our lives, without his, you know, partake in our lives, nothing is good. So it's important to know that God is good and Jesus is too. And to reflect on those things, those blessings, that air in your lungs, you know, gas in your car, money in your wallet, good health, friends that actually care about you, Marty, I can go on and on. Tavy, you know I can go on and on. So not take your blessings lightly,
right?
And live your life in the palm of Jesus, because everything is good that comes from His hand. Amen. Well, it is unfortunately the end of the show, you guys. But we want to thank all of you for listening with us and vibing out with us to the music, and even, you know, laughing with us for this past hour. Marty the Greatest, any last remarks, any feedback from the music or anything?
Listen, man, it's been an awesome show. Y'all been an awesome audience, even though we don't see y'all. We don't, you know, we do see y'all calling in. But appreciate everyone who does call in. Trust me, we hope y'all enjoy hearing us having these conversations as much as we enjoy having it. We hope we make you laugh. We hope we make you smile. And we're going to keep on going up. We're going to keep on going higher. We got some big things on the rise. It is not going to be a regular year in 2022. I can just tell you that right now. So prepare yourself. You heard it here first. Until then, pray, hustle, and have candy combos. Marty the Greatest out.
Amen. You guys can follow Marty everywhere on social media at Marty the Greatest. That's all one word. Everything is lowercase. Tavy, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Well, it's on Instagram at Tavy So Wavy, all lowercase. Facebook on Octavia Jordan. That's the business page. Tavy, the artist page on Facebook. And we also I'm on Candy Convo Facebook page as well. And a lot more other platforms.
Amen. Well, we do know that it is officially November, right, guys? And what happens in November? Black Friday. So I'm hoping that we can get some merch up,
yeah,
and hope you guys to support the show and support the brand. From all the listeners, all the people that have liked the page, hopefully you guys will support us when we do drop some merch. Of course, you won't know when we're dropping it unless you're listening to the show. Anyway, thank you to all of our sponsors and our partnerships, from East Garden to Overcome Apparel to Rosalind Smith Counseling, as well as Shalom Chic. Definitely check out those links in the description of the show. Shop as much as you want, where you want. And again, like Marty said, don't forget to keep hustling, keep praying, and continue to have candy combos. We'll see you guys next week, which is the 9th of November, if I'm not mistaken. Hopefully, maybe with a guest, maybe without a guest, but you won't know until you call in. Anyway, again, if anyone who wants to sow into our show, you can send donations and, you know, love offerings through the Cash App. My Cash App is the $ELISEO TORREZ. Tavy, if someone, if one of your friends that might listen to the show and they want to donate, how can they donate to the show?
Well, you can definitely send it to the $OLJ, all lowercase is ORDAN, or like you said, with our other Cash App, but that's another way to do as well.
Amen. And Marty, with your friends and family members, your haters and neighbors listen to the show as well. If they want to sow into the show, how can they send donations?
$MTG2GBTG stands for Marty the Greatest, to God be the glory.
Amen. Well, you guys, that is the show, the wind-up in the pitch and the home run, because it was definitely a knockout on tonight. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here, you guys. We'll see you guys next week, same time, same place, next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. We are going to close out with the homie from Columbus, Ohio, the homie St. Jones, with his brand-new track that was actually released at midnight last night. So here is RSLT. You guys have a great night. Again, keep hustling, keep praying, and don't be afraid to have candy combos. We'll see you guys next week. Let's go.
folks gon' smile in my face. I know they wanna see me in a hole like they did the son of Jake. They hypnotized by hate. You ain't my dog, you a snake. I just cut the grass so I can see real good, real, real, real good. You know what I mean, it's all in my dreams. My father's been real, real good. But I won't meditate on negative. Shout out to my kingdom relatives. I'm talking to real, real ones. Not just Christian kingdom residents. I'm a child of the kingdom. I'm a child of the light. Troubled on every side. Persecuted, but we fight. Every day we die, then we rise in Christ. You can take my life, real saints live twice. Real saints live twice, real saints live twice. Even if I die, I'm still alive. Real saints live twice, real saints live twice. You can have my life, cause real saints live twice. I'ma die and then live again, living forever with kings. J-E-S-U-S-U-C. That's the name of but the names. Ain't no name we proclaim by which man can be saved. So go ahead and say what you say, cause I serve a God who took all of my shame. I'm a child of the kingdom. I'm a child of the light. Troubled on every side. Persecuted but we fight. Every day we die, then we rise in Christ. You can take my life. Real saints live twice. Real saints live twice. Real saints live twice. Even if I die, I'm still alive. Real saints live twice. Real saints live twice. You can have my life, cause real saints live twice.